good. And I think, you know, the team's expectations and hopes and everything for the rest of the season are really high. And the team morale and chemistry is where it needs to be to continue with the season that we're having. And you know, I think we're in a really good spot right now.
How big was it for the offense for you guys to unfortunately struggle a little bit during the game and then come up with two big drives when you needed points, field goal, and then your touchdown pass?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge for confidence. It's huge for not just confidence in us, but confidence in the defense and the coaches as well, knowing that when it's late in the game that we can pull through and produce. But we're going to, you know, watch film today and break down what we did wrong and, you know, try to correct all the mistakes that we made.
You'll have an awesome quarterback for that game. Just what you kind of noticed from him getting him back in the mix?
It was awesome. You know, I don't think he got a target, but him being out there and him running routes and the different things that he can bring to the table within that tight end group is it's a good thing, you know, because with Harshman and Tyree, you know, throwing in Austin, who's more of a guy that can go up and get a ball or run under one, he just kind of brings a different element.
What are your thoughts? You know, Boise, you know, coming off a win over the 19th ranked team in the country and seemed to kind of dominate that game, I guess. I don't know how much film you've had to look at yet, but just your thoughts of them. I know they've kind of been the, you know, one of the bell cows of this league for some things. Mm. Just what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, you understand that Boise is going to be a good team every year. They're always well coached and they always get some good recruits. You know, but I think, you know, their game against San Diego State was, you know, a testament to how hard they're going to play, and whether they were struggling on offense or defense at the beginning of the season, I think they're starting to get things rolling. So, you know, getting in, watching film as much as possible and starting to develop a game plan with our offensive staff is going to be key this week. You know, it's never easy to beat Boise, and especially in their stadium. Has been done, so we're going to see what we can do to get that job done.
Josh, seems like you've been doing a little more running and even, you know, some option stuff in there. You ran the read option some in JUCO, is that right?
Yeah, it was more of a spread system, option type scheme, but I'm feeling good.
Is that something you guys have worked on more in practice this year, or just something that you're using more in games?
Just kind of using more in games when the, you know, opportunity presents itself. Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes when you go up against an opponent like Boise and there's some sort of mental block, but, you know, I understand that we beat them last year and, you know, we're in a good position to do the same thing. You know, it just helps us all that more. It gives us more confidence, you know, but at the same time, it gives them a reason to play even harder when we go there. I'm sure they want to get back at us for what we did last year, and that's the beauty of this game.
Shuffle of offensive line. Just how hard has that been to different guys in there every week, you know, to kind of get into a rhythm offensively, or has that been hard? And your thoughts of hopefully getting Caden back this week?
You know, having Caden back would be huge for us. You know, having him and Ryan on the right side again is going to be a good thing for us, I think. But, you know, with all the shuffling around, I've got a lot of confidence in them, got a lot of confidence in Coach Brooks and what he's able to do with the offensive linemen that we have and the schemes that we have put in place to put them in position to do their job, and that's to open holes and try to keep me clean. So, I mean, it hasn't been too tough. I just got to put some trust in them.
You guys, two conference games, you've had, you know, two pretty big touchdown passes late. Is it, you know, does it feel a little bit different still when you get down into crunch time at the end of those tight conference games?
Absolutely. And the tensions are high, and, you know, pressure situations are what I live for, and and I feel like I thrive in those situations, and I think we've got a good plan in place when we are put in those positions with Coach Vegan. And I think he's one of the better offensive coordinators in the nation, and I'll keep saying that. And he just has an act for calling the right things at the right time.
Yeah, is there a different feel with the team after winning a game on the road? Is there a different aura to it than maybe even a home win?
Oh, absolutely. You know, away wins, when you're getting to celebrate in their locker room, and it's the plane ride home is just fun. It's a good feeling, and every time you lose on the road, it's the exact opposite. You know, the plane ride's quiet, and you don't really hear anything on the plane, and it's kind of sad and dull. But, you know, it's definitely a confidence booster. It's a character builder to go over there and win how we did.
Josh,
Any questions on the phone?
Thanks, Josh. Dave from the Idaho Statesman here. Obviously, you know, in the offseason you had a lot of attention, and, you know, it seems like you handled it pretty well. What was it like for you early this season, maybe when things weren't clicking, you know, trying to maintain that confidence?
You know, it is frustrating at times, but I understand the bigger picture here, and what we're trying to accomplish this season had nothing to really do with the first couple games we played. And when in the Mountain West Conference Championship, you got to play well in Mountain West Conference games. And, you know, I think we're definitely, you know, rising to that occasion.
Maybe after that start, some of that, you know, that attention maybe has gone away a little bit. Is that better for you? Do you notice a difference?
No, I can really care less about all that stuff, to be honest.
So I guess, you know, now as a whole, you mentioned it seems like it's been clicking better later. How have you assessed maybe your season and where you're at right now?
You know, I think as a team we've come together and we've grown a lot. I think the maturity on this team and the leadership has been crucial for what we're trying to do here. And you know, that starts at the top with Coach Bull and, you know, us trying to buy into what he wants to do with this program. And you see the shift in the culture here, and it's pretty amazing to be a part of this.
You're in a similar position as Brett Rypien is up here. You know, a lot of your top targets graduated, and so, you know, it's kind of, you know, part of his responsibility, and I'm sure yours, to kind of bring along those next guys. How have you kind of maybe seen the other receivers and running backs and even tight ends kind of step up this season?
It's been huge, you know, the growth that they've shown throughout the offseason, and now, you know, six games into the season. You know, they're more confident. They're understanding what they can and can't do. And, you know, everything looks great on practice film and going against scouts. But when you get in the game, you got to find people that can make plays. And I think we got a few that are more than capable of making those plays.